What's up, guys? I want to tell you about the RTX Showdown. So here it is. It's a friendly yet competitive exhibition tournament where five teams of 12 must work together to protect their captain in a battle royale match, H1Z1 King of the Kill. There's five captains total, and each captain represents one of the Let's Play family members. We're talking Achievement Hunter, The Creatures, Kind of Funny, Funhouse, and Screw Attack. Obviously, one Greg Miller is our team captain. The RTX Showdown will consist of two rounds of standard battle royale play. At the end of the two rounds, whichever team's captain plays best on average will be declared the winner. But we're putting an innovative twist on standard battle royale. Because the goal is to protect their captain, there's an added team component. Now, until June 27th, fans can enter to be part of our RTX Showdown team by using the hashtag H1Z1Funny and mentioning at H1Z1KOTK, they'll be entered into a drawing with the chance to compete on our team. 10 fans will be selected to protect us during the RTX exhibition match. While they won't be at RTX, they'll be granted remote access to a special server for those games. If you are going to RTX, stop by the H1Z1KOTK booth because we'll also be picking one lucky fan to join each team on stage to play alongside Kind of Funny in the RTX Showdown. The RTX Showdown takes place at RTX in Austin on Sunday, July 3rd at 3 p.m. Central Time. Those not at RTX can watch it live on Twitch. That hashtag, H1Z1Funny.
And for the record, I don't want any bullshit. I want good players, none of the bad ones. If you aren't that great, like a Nick Scarpino, don't come out. If you're good at games, like a Greg Miller, you're welcome to come. We will camp in the woods. We will get these people. I want you all to know that I hate Screw Attack, and I hate Stuttering Chris.
H1Z1. Funny. What's up, guys? Welcome to the first ever Day 3 of E3 2016 Kind of Funny Games Cast. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one half of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Hi.
And for the first time ever, gracing the Kind of Funny Games cast stage, Austin Creed.
What's going on?
Yeah. Up, up, down,
everyone, down. Everyone, it's my YouTube channel, Up, Up, Down, Down. You should go subscribe if you haven't already. Mm. Up, Up, Down, Down.
Here's some, Tim, you love scheming.
I
and
do.
You love
I'm
promoting
a
and
I'm
you
a
love
promoter.
All this stuff. Like, and we understand, we respect a good game, a good hustle.
Yeah.
What Austin did that I didn't catch at the time, but it's pretty brilliant, is that the birthday of his channel is E3. So every E3 he celebrates now the birthday of his channel. And I say every, this is one. He's one year old.
That's exciting.
We're learning how to crawl and then we'll hopefully be walking next year and then
good.
We're going to break into a nasty sprint.
Yeah. Then you start fucking. Yeah.
Then you start fucking. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I tried doing that before the sprint, but you know, bye Colin. Him, he out.
He's not gonna go. He's not
gonna
run the show.
He sprinted. He's like, oh man, if I get to sprint, that means I get to fuck soon. All right.
I think he told me earlier he's allergic to latex too. So
he uses cheesecloth.
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 Yeah. The fuck's a cheesecloth?
Yeah. What is that?
It's what you put over cheese and stuff and like meats and stuff. It's not a real contraceptive. Everybody at home. It's been a long E3. Yeah. I want to stress: don't use cheesecloth as a contraceptive.
The only real one is to abstain. Everyone abstain.
No, learn about safe sex and condoms and such.
Yeah, you got some pizza, Greg. You got some pizza.
You got some pizza? Did you see the...
Helped a little bit. I mean, it's just a little discolored. It's fine, though.
Oh, well, I was eating wings. It's probably the wing sauce.
It was the wings.
You got the wing sauce around your mouth. It's a whole different look.
You're good.
Did you see the VR condoms?
No.
For your face?
No.
So if you have friends over for like a VR party, you put the condom on your face. So then when you wear the VR helmet, it doesn't get all sweaty. You don't get pink eye. You don't get makeup on you. You know,
that's a good deal. Yeah, that's smart.
Well, nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you. Up, up, down, down. This is available at www.com/shop.
Search Austin Creed and or Xavier Woods or up, up, down, down.
Or do any of those things.
Just search for things. That's cool. This is going to be a fun show. I can already tell. This is our officially our best of E3 show. We're going to talk about what we gave our awards to.
Sure.
But also, there's a whole bunch of other special stuff because this is Kind of Funny. We don't do anything by the rules.
No.
The most important thing is right before the show started.
Yeah.
This man right there tweeted out that Greg Miller's DMs are going to be open for an hour.
Right.
So you can send whatever picture you want. I wish this was live so bad.
Me too.
So
me
bad. Too. But we'll be checking in
Should
periodically.
Should I check in to begin with? We haven't looked at any of them.
Let's just see what happens.
When I convinced him to do it, I also set something in motion because he goes, oh, you're going to tweet this out? I'm just going to get a bunch of weird pictures. But I also had someone else retweet my tweet.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, yeah. Maybe but no, he's, no, you don't matter. He was laughing almaniacally. Somebody else did it.
WWE.
God damn it.
Yes.
Mario Riviera. At Mario Riviera says, hey, man, thank you for your time and kindness this week. It meant the world to me.
Oh.
I wrote you and everyone a love letter at my blog, themarioriviera.com. Good job.
That's so nice.
Good job, Mario That's Rivieri, so nice. On the promotion. Hope you get a chance to read it to see how much I love you guys.
There you go.
That's great. See, DMs open is a fantastic thing.
Yeah, there's no photo. It doesn't. There's not many photos. At Zayi says, you a bitch.
Damn.
Got me. You got me there. Caesar Cessipede says, you are awesome. Thank you for your work. Kinda. To which okay, we yell buddy. Back funny. They're just asking video game. Hey, Greg, of Guerrilla Games, Bend in Santa Monica, which do you think is taking the biggest leap from what they were known for and what they're doing now? Bend, Santa Monica, or Guerrilla? Guerrilla. Guerrilla, for sure.
You have like...
intelligent question. You thought this was going to be
here's my problem.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be Instagram. If this was on Instagram, it'd be a different game. Because then you'd be getting pictures left and right. I know it's a little more complicated.
But you can put pictures on Twitter, though.
I know you can, but Instagram is pictures.
Bands for Life says, hi, tell Xavier I love him.
Oh, well.
Bands for Life loves you.
Love you, too. Maybe you just have, like, no vulgar fans.
Michael Romero, what happened to the BioShock collection? Where will it be unveiled now? That'll just be posted on a blog post somewhere. Don't worry about that. Oh, Tommy says, so, you single?
Ah, there it is.
I'm going to say yes. We'll see how that one goes. So we'll keep love affair with it.
Keeping him on the strings.
Mark says, Greg, I think you are a very nice man.
I love
this. This is great. This
so
is more positive.
I love that that's what they're like. You know what? Now that his DMs are open, I'm going to let him know how nice of a man he is.
We should have a show. Every time I'm on, you should open your
slide
DMs
to the
for
DMs.
The podcast.
Okay, sure. That's great. Yes. Yeah. Slide into the DMs.
I like it.
Awesome.
I like it.
Dan Love 2512 says, how do I get a girlfriend, Greg? Now, I'd love to answer this question, but instead I'm going to say, Nick Scarpino, come on over here. You're going to do a live Love and Sex stuff with Austin Creed and Tim Geddes.
Yes.
Do this. And we segue.
Hey, Mark, so, make sure
the show? Whatever.
We'll get there.
People know us. They know what the hell's happening. So,
that's
Nick.
Very true. Yes.
What do you think about this? How does one get a girlfriend?
Well, you got to be you. That's how you get a girlfriend.
Be open and honest. Very communication.
Very true.
This is always my... Who was sitting in here before
right?
me?
Right.
He's like the tallest human being on the planet. Let me get this.
Do you want a pillow to sit on?
No.
I'm sitting on a pillow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can I get a Belmont?
I've been Belmonted.
Kevin, can I get a Belmont?
On your ass.
Let me get a Belmont, please.
Let this man get a Belmont.
Thank you.
Aim for Veronica Belmont.
Belmont this man.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay.
Sounds like she's a Castlevania character.
Tim, I always give the same advice. And Xavier, I'm sorry.
No. There you go.
I always give the same advice, which is don't try to impress women. Let me back up for a second.
Jesus,
I'm not hot. Here's the deal.
Don't smile at women.
I always give the same advice. I don't know what it is.
I got it. Hold on. I'm resetting this. Here's the knowledge is about to be dropped. Who was this person that asked this question? Do we know that?
It was Dan.
Here's what you need to do. You need to invest in yourself. Okay. If you want to get a girlfriend, you have to be the kind of guy that women actually like. And that means you got to pursue the things that you're passionate about and pursue goals that you can actively go after. Okay. Be a successful guy. Be a great guy, and women will find you. You don't have to find them.
Can I add to that?
Yes, of course.
Impress yourself.
Mm.
Don't be the kind of guy that women want to date. Be the kind of guy that you would want to date.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
Because if you're doing you, things will gravitate towards you. Once you become your own planet, that's when the moon and the stars will come your way. You don't have to go looking for anything.
Sexy moons, they're going to come find you. Sexy stars. Yeah. I feel that. If you do you, everyone else will want to do you too.
It's true.
Would you date you?
Oh my God. God, of course.
Nick.
Yes.
Come on, son.
I know, right? No, I feel like we got a good group of guys here.
I don't know.
Is there anyone in this room that wouldn't
date
themselves?
But I would definitely 69 me.
There you go. Well,
that's very, very
you would 69 yourself?
Come on, why not? Wouldn't you?
No. I would. Absolutely, I would.
Just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just to feel the rush.
Yeah, right.
I think I definitely interlock, hold my hands. But I think that's as far as I can.
But you don't want to go too far?
Yeah.
Keep it. You got to at least take yourself to dinner first.
Yeah, something, a movie.
Yeah.
Like,
that's fair.
Maybe The Conjuring 2.
You're way more upstanding than I am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
I'd go straight into the pants.
I'm classy.
Straight to
the, if there are two of me, I would just ski down that slope. You know what I mean?
So three of you.
Wait, so now there's three of you?
Yeah, there's two extra ones. If this is like duplicity, multiplicity rather, we're just, all right, bye everyone. Thanks for letting me join you.
Later.
Thank you, Nick Scarpino.
This is what happens when Greg's DMs are open.
I know. Chaos. Chaos and...
all what else the we got? Positive outpouring hasn't stopped. Ben gives me a DM and says, "Hey, Greg, it's Ben. This is my favorite photo of us. Just wanted to share and say how proud I am of you and everyone else at Kind of Funny for chasing your dreams. You've been my hero since I was a teenager, now 23, and have had such a huge impact on my life. Thank you for everything."
See? Thank you,
See
Ben.
How great is? People think the internet is full of trash, garbage, and negativity.
Hey, it took us a long time to get this community cultivated the way we wanted to.
And you did it. And now people appreciate it.
Now, that's the best friends.
Here we go. Any other gold?
No, I'm looking around.
It's going to be the whole podcast.
I like it. People are going to fucking love this. This is, you know when we did the drunk anniversary stream?
Yeah.
This is essentially that.
Because we're exhausted.
It's the end of E3.
Exactly.
We're having a party here. This is going to be fun. So speaking of E3, though.
Yeah.
What was the favorite thing you saw?
Mafia 3.
That's your game of the show?
100% game of the show.
If you had 3 game of the show awards to give out, what would they be?
I would want 3 Mafia 3s.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah. It's that serious. I thought other stuff was really cool. Playing, was it Sea of Thieves? I thought it was awesome. Mm. But I don't know how it's going to be playing for like a long period of time. Mm. Like it was fun for the like 10 minutes that I played. I think it would be like a good buy, but I don't know if I'd play it like after I bought it. Like 6 months after I buy it, I don't know if I'll still be playing it. Mm-hmm. As for Mafia 3, with the different storylines and how you can break things away. You've got underbosses, so if you give one guy too much land, this guy gets pissed off and he leaves. Now you got to kill him. And it's like a choose your own storybook type of thing. So I can see myself playing that for a very long time. Plus, as we talked about earlier, very excited for a black protagonist because we don't get that much in games. And so then the fact that you're a black protagonist in like New Orleans, like murdering the KKK,
like you're like, sign me up. I'm
everybody's
into it.
Dream.
So good. It's like that Chappelle episode where he goes, "Oh, I'm the only person who thinks it's funny to shoot a slave owner on TV." I'm like, well, I think it's funny too.
The haters, the hater club, wasn't it, or whatever? The hater club. Yeah, player haters. That's it.
So we each had 3 awards with our faces on,
right?
To give.
I saw your face.
And so now you know. Next year, do that. You copy everything else I do, and you're way more successful at it. So do that.
we're gonna have a Keep It Tight award.
Good.
Okay.
Keep it tight award.
Yeah.
Keep it tight award.
So would Mafia 3 would have got the Keep It Tight award?
Mafia would have got Keep It Tight. What else? I'll think. You guys
Cool. Talk.
What did you give your awards
to?
Well,
first up, so Colin.
Yeah,
right. Because he's not here.
Right.
What did he give it to? All Sony, Horizon.
Detroit.
Detroit and.
All Sony, that's strong.
I'll call him.
Okay.
Yeah,
good. Let's get a Colin from good old Simo.
Oh, man.
Big old Como. No.
I know my Sony. Second Keep It Tight award would be to Tekken 7.
Tekken 7?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big Tekken guy. Love me some Tekken. Okay.
Gotcha.
Love me
that some makes Tekken. Sense then. Here we go.
Yeah, get him on.
Well, right. Let him speak for himself, right. Kevin, huh? Can't protect him forever.
I wish you guys could see the stress on this man's face.
He just answers no. Hangs up.
That's about right. This is good.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Yeah. Message time.
Colin, it's the Kind of Funny Games cast.
Hey, Colin. It's Austin Creed. I'm nervous.
Can't remember your own name.
7 different people.
We were wondering if we got your games of the show right. We think so, with Days Gone, Detroit, and Horizon. But we need confirmation on that, because if not, I'm just going to say you gave them all to Zelda.
That's my third.
Okay,
my
cool. Third. Solid choice. So now, Greg.
Yeah.
What about you?
By sheer chance, not because I'm that big of a fanboy, I gave it to Batman, a Telltale series, then forgot about that I did that, and the next day gave it to Batman, Arkham VR, and then I was like, oh man, giving these to a lot of Arkham games, and then I sat on the third one for a while. I didn't know what to do. We've done the games cast, we've covered everything we've been playing, where it all falls, and it's great, good, that's great. And today I sat down and I was like, what do I keep thinking about and talking about and tweeting about? And I was like, Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Okay.
I can't stop. We talk about it all the time. I do think that's a game Big Kev and I are going to play a lot of. Me and Kev, we like the multiplayer game where you get Fran involved. Fran's going to get involved.
He's still upset about that. Kevin doesn't like Fran.
Why?
But okay. I dug that. Well, Fran sucks. But you next time you're at IGN, ask to meet Fran Mirabella, and you'll totally understand.
Okay, perfect.
No, I went and gave them the award today because it's the one that I can see myself sinking a ton of time into. Like, you know, and it is that, like I said before, and I won't beat you over the head with it. It's like, it reminds me of what I liked about The Division before the end game kind of ruined it for me, where it's like, cool. Yeah. There's 100 story missions. There's all these things to take over and take down. And it's like, I don't need story to that because it's going to be me and Kevin talking about whatever. And you and I bullshitting around and playing it. And Austin will play with me and it'll be where we run around doing this. And I, you know, I'll shoot an alpaca every so often, but we'll have helicopters and this crazy thing. And
yeah, I mean, it was definitely out of the games I played. It was the biggest surprise of like, man, this was a lot of fun. And this is really cool. I didn't like it enough to give it one of my games of the year. I did give my surprise pick to Detroit.
So what are you? Where did your three go? Detroit?
Detroit for being such a surprise of something where I'm like, I'm not interested in this game at all. But seeing this, I'm like, oh, day one.
You're
for
in,
sure.
You're in.
Then I gave it to South Park.
Yeah, the Fraction. That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
Which, I mean, seeing the trailer for the press conference, I was already sold on it. But when we saw the behind closed doors demo of it, where they actually played the game and like seeing the battle system and stuff, I'm like, this game is going to be incredible.
Yeah, the
and
fact
I
think, that it's got like tactics aspects to it.
It's 100%. So good. I mean, that alone, I'm like, oh, that is, it's just, that's the type of game that I like. And when you add in the superhero stuff and the comedy of South Park, it's just like, that game's going to be amazing. And then the last one, obviously, I got to give it to Zelda. You know, I was debating back and forth on whether to give it to Horizon or Zelda, but I had a feeling that overall we would be choosing something a little more PlayStation-oriented compared to...
Well, give me that idea.
Zelda. Because it's like, I know you two, Bozo, not you, but the Colin, Greg, Bozo committee is not
Bozo gonna, committee. Bozo,
they
damn.
Don't vote for no Zelda,
I thought we had a better committee about it. So yeah, Horizon wins Kind of Funny's game of the show. Overall for the second year running. And I feel like that happens because it's the game we all agree is amazing.
Yeah.
I scheduled E3. I didn't leave wiggle time. So it's like when I went and saw Batman Arkham, and I was like, fuck, this is awesome. There's no way to get you all in to play it. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to convince you of it. And I don't want it to be that I loved it. And then everybody's like, well, Greg's stumping for it. So he wins. So what is the one game we all think is amazing?
Yeah. I mean, because I think that's when you look at our picks, I really would think that obviously me, Zelda.
Yeah.
I think Colin, Days Gone. And then I think you, Batman VR.
See, I think he would be Horizon.
Oh, I guess you're right. He loves Horizon so much. That makes sense. But and I agree with him though. And you're right. Like that's the game that all of us are going to completely adore and love. And we know that for sure. Like that game is going to be amazing. We're super sold on it and we already knew it was going to be good and it still impressed us. And I think that's the key thing, because giving it to it last year, I think, was an easy answer. This year we had to think about it a bit more, but it still got it because like all the other things were great, but that is like imminent.
So you and I pretty much, I think we're already on the same page that we both like Horizon. That's probably going to be the winner. Mm-hmm. We texted Colin to act like he has a choice in the matter. And I said, game of the show, ? We should figure it out. He responds, Horizon. I say, Tim is with me. That doesn't have anything to do with the story. I don't know why I said that. And then he goes, how can it not be? Lol. So yeah, he was there from the jump with Horizon.
Yeah, he's Mr. Horizon.
Lol.
Makes sense.
Lol. You ever say that? It means laughing out loud.
I usually say ha-ha because I feel like people use LOL too much.
Mm. I switch it up every so often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like lol. No. Lol makes me that. Ha-ha-ha-ha means like I'm enjoying this a lot. And then ha is like the ha.
Yeah.
All right, shut up.
It's like that's a shut up. But if you do ha-ha, it's like the, okay, funny, but whatever.
Yeah, this is more like generic filler. Just ha-ha, fine, okay,
if
cool.
If there's three ha's, I actually laugh.
Then you got it, yeah.
Trey Zink sends me a DM and says, hiya, just finished listening to your dancers over on Giant Bomb. It was a nice personal delve that can really be handy for fans when, hey, only really see your life a few hours a week. Reminds us that you're human. Work-life balance can be a rough one, I get it. Right now, work is my life and work sucks. Soak up the excitement of what you're doing. But don't forget that you've got to live too. Do what you got to do. Good luck.
These are the nicest messages.
This is totally backfiring on you.
I mean, it's no, because you know, yeah, okay, a little bit. But you're just gonna get a bunch of disgusting pictures.
Sorry,
that's the Instagram.
Hold on, here you go.
Yeah.
Asian invasion.
Oh, nice.
Sends me one. It says Xavier said to send you things, and it's a gift that's taking a really long time to load because we're in a black hole. But there it is. There it's a Pokemon.
Can you please name those Pokemans, Greg?
It is clearly Pikachu and... Come on. Hold on, I've got it. Sheldon.
Nope.
Nope.
Starts with a T.
Teldon.
Nope. Ends in a Ogepi.
Togogolpi.
Nope. Okay.
Close.
So
it's a Togepi.
So I'm positive you'll be playing Pokemon Go a lot.
Oh, I can't wait for Pokemon Go. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. July?
I'm going to lose my mind.
I know, right?
I've already kind of set something up with my friends at home. So, so as you know, I travel the world, different town every night. Like, we're about to be in a bunch of different countries. So I'm going to collect Pokemon from all over the world.
God, and that is awesome.
Bring them back to my house, my gym in Atlanta. My friends will raise them. I'll leave again. I'll collect more Pokemon from around the world. I'll bring them back to my friends. They will raise them. My house will be a legit Pokemon gym. And we are getting badges made. And if you come to our area and you beat us, you'll get a badge.
You're going to be the very best.
Yeah.
Like no one ever was. My God. That is awesome. See, I mean, you're in such a perfect position for that because you travel so much. Like, yeah. I'm still worried about the legendaries and stuff. What if I can't get near a power plant for my Zapdos?
Whoops, then you better trade somebody for it.
I know. It's a good thing I know you. This is going to be great.
Fucking dorks. Let's talk about Freedom Wars.
This has been a fantastic E3. I think it might be my 100%. Favorite E3 of all time.
Right.
Because the announcements were amazing. The games I played were awesome. And I think we killed it content-wise.
Yeah, we did a lot of good
content. I feel good about everything. You know, it's like a lot of times we work really hard and it's always rewarding. But this is different where it's like we worked really hard and it's like, man, it was totally worth it. Everything we did was worth it. And the best part is when something didn't work, who gives a fuck?
Who fucking cares? Nick's got something to chime in. Uh-oh. Did you give out your awards? Did you give out awards? You want to come tell them what you gave out?
Come tell them.
You had Nick faces too. You have something else to say. What's wrong? Uh-oh. Is there? There's a gas leak?
There's a gas leak.
Oh!
Wait.
That's a,
can't save this all.
That's a real thing?
No.
Oh.
No,
oh. Really
a gas leak.
Oh. I'm just.
Shit got really real for a second.
If there's a gas leak, I'm out. I'm not trying to lose my life today. I got to go to a Mega Ran concert. Shout out Mega Ran. Concert tonight. This podcast is going up later, but.
So I gave away three. Actually, I gave away two, and I gave Kevin one to give away for me because he got to see one game. We brought him over to see Deus Ex Go, and he really, really liked it.
Kevin is one of the biggest Go series fans, but he's also really good at them.
He's very good at them, so much so that he, I don't know if we're really allowed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. He actually found a bug in the demo. Like, he beat a level that he wasn't supposed to beat a certain way, and the guy and the person demoing was like, well, shit. And he immediately had to email.
So Kevin Coelho now has a new nickname.
We call him the GoPro.
Yeah. So yeah, that's good.
Because he likes the Go series so much.
I came into the room right after he left because they were talking about they just came up with that term for something.
That was him.
Well, there you go.
You had him right there.
You needed him. Kevin GoPro Coelho.
The chick with the nails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Genevieve.
Genevieve. Yeah. Shout out to Gangster on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, she's crazy. She has well, I'm not allowed to tell that story. I'll tell that story off there.
Oh, jeez.
She has a funny story about a hotel incident that happened.
That's public.
Public.
It's on Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She apparently, some drunken guy accidentally pushed his way into her room because she had an adjoining room at the hotel she was staying at. And totally innocent. Wasn't trying to do anything. Was just drunk and thought he was going to the bathroom. Walked in buck naked into her room. Went to the bathroom in her
at 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m. Scared the shit out of her and then got the shit scared out of him when she was like, don't freak out. You're not in your room. You're in my room. And you're a little drunk. He was apparently. It was a whole mess. It was a big mess. But that's it. That's why I don't like those adjoining rooms.
That's why?
Well, because I'm afraid I'm going to go into someone
else's room.
You're going
to be that guy. Oh, my God.
But to recap, I gave away two awards. I gave one to Deus Ex Mankind Divided, which I thought was really, really cool. I'm a big Deus Ex fan. Yeah. This is just more of the same, and I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm Kevin watched me play and fumble through it for about 30 minutes, and then he's like, Nick, it's time to go. You're not any good at this game. You gotta, because it's a hard game. It's complex. You got to really remember kind of what you're doing. So I gave it to that, and then I was able to sneak into South Park, The Fractured But Whole. And that demo was just, I had to give it to that just because the demo was actually fun. It was like watching an episode of the show.
Yeah. Like how the guy's talking about it. And then Kyle chimes in. He's like, it's E3. You got to.
It's so good, man.
Yeah.
So,
it was really well done. So,
so good.
So those are my three. But actually, one was Kevin. We'll make you a face next year, Kevin. So you can.
Yeah. Kevin gets one face to give away to whatever the new Go game is. Life is Strange Go.
I'm going
to
make it.
Next up.
Anyway, do you guys want anything from Starbucks? I'm going real quick.
No.
Anyone?
Ooh, can I get a hot chocolate?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
big, small,
like
small,
you.
Small,
small.
Okay. Yeah.
Starbucks.
Hot chocolate again.
Okay.
Cool. Warm beer.
Fucking hot chocolate cruise. I like this. I like
warm
this a lot.
Warm beer.
Warm beer.
I'm probably gonna.
So, Greg.
Yeah.
I need some DM updates.
Yeah, yeah.
I got good news.
Yes.
For you and me.
Oh man.
Xavier got his wish here. It's a weird one.
Yes.
The Red Fallows tweets or DMs and says, "Take off your shirt." And rub Xavier's face on
Bro,
your chest.
Bro, what? No, what? Why would you say this? No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Take off your shirt and... Oh.
It's happening.
And those pubes get everywhere, let me tell you.
Those pubes. You got chest pubes.
Well, yeah, I got chest hair. They're chest pubes.
I feel like every time we're on camera together, there's something to put a Brazzers logo on.
Good.
Yep.
That's how you should live your life, you know?
Is it?
If you're not doing that, you ain't doing it right.
I mean, is this with everyone or is it just me?
Oh, it's pretty much just you. I mean, I take my shirt off a lot.
I was going to say, I feel
the homosexuality, the undertones we have of homosexuality.
I don't think they're undertones at all.
The overt, I think you're trying to fuck me.
Jeez.
So here's the thing. We're done with the games discussion. E3 was fucking awesome. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed all of our videos and stuff.
Yes, I had a blast.
We're going to keep talking.
So obviously, like, I can't do like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday because I've got to go LARP for a living. So I get to come in on Wednesdays and then I get to see you guys and everything. So like Wednesday, literally we landed, I went to Chipotle and then I hit the GameSpot stage. And then, we went over to IGN stage. So like I didn't get to see anything until like the end of the day on Wednesday, but like everything I saw was so awesome. Like I said, we're talking about Sea of Thieves, super fun. And everyone was just so excited to be showing their games and everyone's so excited to be playing
the Sea of Thieves guys specifically were so excited for people to play that shit.
So like legit, when we got in, they're telling us how to play. Okay, cool, we're playing. And the people you're playing with are happy as hell too. So like, and when you leave, how'd you like it? I'm like, it was awesome. Like, but well, yeah, it was great when you did this and did this. I was like, am I like back in like third grade? Everyone's like, this feels great. I'm having a blast over here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So all that sort of stuff. I don't know. I love conventions in general, just getting the chance to go out to them. So to go to one that's geared around video games and people being happy to share what they've been working on with you.
That's the best part, right? Yeah. Is getting to see the developers and get them the reactions and the input they crave so much.
It's awesome. Yeah. So like, I'm really big into Final Fantasy 14. So like Yoshi P to me is like up here. And so like the fact that this, I got to meet him last year and interview him. And then this year, as we're like walking by him, I see him, oh, hey, how are you doing? He's like, oh, hey, good to see you again. I'm like, oh my God, you're like,
yeah.
And I don't know what to say. I just get like, I get weird in my stomach and I get like bubbly. But things like that and getting to like play new Tekken and I don't know, just seeing the excitement. I'm getting like weird right now. But it like makes me emotional.
That's E3,
almost.
Man.
I mean, that's the whole point. No, today, cool. You know, we had, before you came over, we had a whole bunch of people come through for interviews and Let's Plays.
Yeah.
And we had, now the name escapes me, guy in the yellow shirt who brought beer.
Your best friend.
Jordy. Yeah.
Jordy came through.
Yeah.
And he was showing us his game and it delivers us to the moon, Xbox game we brought through. And he was like, I can't believe I'm here talking to you guys. And this is so awesome. And we've been so lucky. And we got the call to come here on short notice to E3. And we did it. And it's like, yeah, because you love what you're doing. And I love supporting those kind of developers that are so passionate. And it turns out that every developer is that.
I mean, that's the coolest thing. You know, it's like I'm a little bit newer to this world, especially when it comes to the knowing the developer side.
Yeah.
And you and Colin know PlayStation so well. But for us, when we went to go give the Kind of Funny official game of the show award to Horizon, we went to the booth. And like everybody there was so excited that we were giving them the award. Like they felt like that was like such a important thing. And like it was cool that like to see how many people came to like thank us for thanking them.
Exactly. The head of the studio and then the guy who's writing all the quests and all these people are, it's like, we're just giving you a tiny little placard from our shitty YouTube channel. And like you're totally blown away and excited. Like it's awesome. Super,
and then like Neil Druckmann, I get to see him and he thanks me for being so nice about Uncharted. I'm like, what are you talking about? Thank you for Uncharted. Yeah. What the hell?
Like you made it. Gave us this gift. Like we thank you.
Exactly. You know, that's exactly what Tim said. Thank you. He had the right response. Thank you for making an awesome game.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And that's what people lose sight of. It's weird when you talk to developers and they do that. They're like, oh my God, thank you for everything you said. But thank you for like Lego Dimensions are always like, oh man, thank you so much for, you know, promoting the game and talking about the game. I'm like, well, no, thank you for making a game that I fucking really adore and really enjoy playing. And of course I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh man, E3 is such a special thing. I can't understand not wanting to live at E3. You know, like that, there's something so special about it. From the press conferences to doing the show to covering the games and all that stuff. It's just like, the magic never stops.
No.
You know, it just keeps going. And then we just get to keep talking about it. How many times have we talked about the press conferences this week?
A lot.
And every single time, I'm still excited about the Crash Bandicoot reveal. It's just like, it keeps coming up where I'm just like, man, I can't, next year. They announce the dates and I'm counting down.
Yeah.
You know?
How hard is it for you to keep playing games when you're on the road all the time?
It's very easy, actually.
Really?
I travel with my game system, so I have a...
Do you have a games case?
I do have a games case. They're a fantastic company. Go check them out at games.com, but it's spelled G-A-E-M-S.
Yeah, that's right. You nailed it.
So go search for that. They're really cool. Very nice guys. So I have that case. I have my PlayStation in there, and then I have my gaming laptop, Origin PC. What up? Shout out. So I can run like anything on that. So it's easy as setting up my hotel room, and I can play and I can record. So most of the time I'm recording once I get to my hotel room, which is like between like 2 and 4 in the morning. Most of the time I'll knock something out and then send it to Sean and Murpho. And
what up, Murph?
Big Sean, Murph? Come say hi. Sean, come say
Sean,
hi.
Sean, come over come here in yes. your Jets hat, making yes. Colin Moriarty proud.
Sean edits all the videos for Up, Up, Down, Down. Here you go.
Very awesome.
Hey, guys. I'm Sean. I do the editing. How are you?
What a fantastic young man. His nickname on the show is Swag Boy Sean.
There we go.
Yes.
Starting Swag
up
Boy
our,
Sean.
Starting up our GTA nice. Online series fairly awesome. Soon. And he's got a sweet Papa Shango shirt on.
Yes. Remember when he made the Ultimate Warrior puke? Awesome. How can you forget? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's terrifying. Superstars, yeah. He gets it. That's how they get you.
So something I wanted to ask you is this whole doing the video game stuff. Yes. Like, obviously, wrestling. That's a crazy thing. Like, that must be insane to walk out in front of a crowd of thousands of people.
It's absolutely
that absolutely
unreal.
Love you.
We and wouldn't know anything about that.
I know, right? No. But honestly, no. It's, there's something about wrestling. There's something about professional wrestling specifically that is very unique in what it is and its performance and in the production of it all. Like, coming out to an entrance song and, like, having, you know, those moments and all of the promos and stuff. It's just such a weird, unique beast, but I love it personally. Like, that's the type of thing that I'm, like, my entire life is a Titantron video.
Sure.
Right?
It just dawned on me how big of a fan of professional wrestling your brother is.
Oh, yeah.
Does he know that you know Austin Creed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. He freaks out about that. Yeah, you know, it's insane. But the whole thing for me that I think is really cool is that you get to do all this stuff, but then you love video games so much, so you just want to do your channel, and so you make it all this stuff. How weird is it for you to be going to the IGNs and the GameSpots?
It's absolutely unreal, because this is the stuff that I would read about in magazines. Like, when I was a kid, like, oh my God, like, I want to go to E3 so bad. Like, it was a legit, like, dream of mine to be able to one day go to E3, because I never had, like, the means or opportunities or even understood how to get there. So it was always kind of just, like, off in the distance, like, maybe one day, for some reason, I'll be able to go. So once we actually got the green light to do the gaming channel, we were like, oh, well, maybe we'll start doing some videos. And I was like, oh, yeah, we should go to E3. And they were like, yeah, you should go to E3. And I was like, what? And just like disregarded, because there's so many times where in conversations things are said and just whatever. And then maybe like 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before we were going, one of the guys at work, he's like, yeah, so have fun in a few weeks. I'm like, why? He's like, because you're going to E3. And I legit like lost my mind.
The same way people who get like surprised they're going to WrestleMania lose their mind.
Like, finding out you have a Mania match, you lose your mind. Finding out you're going to E3, like, it's like, what? So, getting to come and hang out with you guys, obviously, was amazing. And just being around people that like the same kind of stuff.
Because sure.
Especially like we said, in that convention atmosphere, you can be yourself and you don't have to worry about people. And I do this a lot with like cosplay stuff. So I go to Dragon Con every year in Atlanta, and it's a breath of fresh air, because you walk in and you literally can smell the convention. Because like, that's what we smell like when we're cosplaying. It's like, this is home. And so it's cool, because it's the same thing at E3. It's people who love games, whether they love the artistic side of it or the music side of it, or just like the gameplay or just the fanfare. Like, they love something about it that they can either put into a game, that they just love about a game. So it's people who are just very passionate about this, and I love it so much.
Yeah.
Shout out to you at Dragon Con this year, because I'm you know, I like to think that I'm important in your life.
You are.
And that you I matter.
Since,
and
we, like, since we became friends in 2009.
Yeah, we forgot about.
Yes.
You heard this story, right?
Great story.
That TNA, if you remember, there's an old IGN video where Bruce Greggy goes to TNA Wrestling and gets chopped by the Motor City Machine Guns and passes out in the ring. It turns out that in that video, I lift up Austin Creed. Literally, it's like, hey, do you mind if I lift you in this video? No. Lift him. We never talked again. And then we meet years later, and I'm like, hey, you're really cool. We should be friends. And then John Carnage from Twitch puts out an image, and I'm like, wait a second. No.
So
this year at Dragon Con, I like to think that I'm special in your life, and that you know, I have this special relationship with you, and then I know that you cheat on me with Dan Riker all the time. And
I
then, of course,
stand. No, you turncoated on me.
No, I knew you before you knew Dan Riker. You're the one, then you start getting in bed with him, and he's like, giant pound of stuff.
Ooh, hello. Hot chocolate's here.
Have come, and Matt Scarpino. That means this party is getting real. Scarpino. Yeah. He made a game time decision.
No whipped cream.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, but the Dragon Con thing, it blew my mind to see you partying with Babs.
Babs Tarr.
She's awesome.
I love Babs so much. And then I was like, I have these cool friends, and now my cool friends are hanging out without me. And I don't matter that much, I guess.
So Bethany. That's Babs' best friend.
Yeah.
So that's how I met Babs, through Bethany, because like I saw like some of her cosplay stuff, and I was like, oh, this is cool. So we talked cosplay, and she's like, oh, I'm going to Dragon Con. So she just came into our crew, and then she's like, oh, my friend Babs is an artist. We were roommates in college. I'm like, oh, sweet.
There you go.
So she came through, and it's like, oh, everyone loves everything.
Yeah.
Sweet. This is good awesome.
People. So good folks.
It's very cool to be able to network with people through things like that. So obviously I've met people through wrestling, but now that I'm able to stand on a platform where I have like a wider voice, I guess, and then pushing all the cosplay stuff, like at Mania, we came out cosplaying Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
So many people were like, dude, like we didn't think you were actually into stuff. We thought it was like a gimmick and you were just like being like an anime, like fanboy. And it's like, no, like this is my life.
So how was that your kind of idea to come up with that character and like to kind of like add all of that to it, like with the trombone playing the Final Fantasy music
things
and all that
legit,
stuff?
Legit. So, We were trying to be something, so I wasn't doing anything on TV, and I was like, ugh, I might get tossed soon. I got to figure something out. And my dad told me before I actually started going to wrestling school, he was like, you're going to like a land of giants if you get to where you want to be. He's like, so you're not the biggest guy, you're not the strongest guy, you're not the fastest guy. He's like, but you're my son, and I've taught you from day one to be the smartest guy. And so you use that to beat everybody, and you use that to get yourself out of a bind, and you use that to make yourself money and to keep your job, whatever you need to do. And so I just went back to that and was like, because I was trying to think like, man, I need to be big and I need to be like a badass. And it's like, no, I need to like figure out what's missing on the show and fill the void. So I talked to Kofi, and then we started figuring out a bunch of different things and just throwing stuff at the wall and going to Vince and showing him. And he was very receptive to it because we legit wouldn't leave him alone. We'd come knock on his door literally every week, and we'd sit in meetings with him for 15, 20 minutes trying to just talk and figure something out and showing him what we filmed, what we edited. And I think he was very receptive because of the hard work we were putting into it. And then so eventually he was like, oh, I got it. You're going to be preachers. And we were like, okay, it's fine.
Whatever you say, boss.
Because the thing that we wanted, we just wanted a shot to do something together, because we were very confident that if we did something on TV with each other, we could make it work.
Yeah.
So once we went out and did that stuff, people like they didn't enjoy it. They were booing it. But the thing is, they were doing something towards it rather than sitting on their hands.
That's what I, you're right. It doesn't matter if you want a reaction is what people always say in professional wrestling. It doesn't matter if they're yelling or booing or cheering or whatever.
If you get an emotional investment either way, that's what you need, because now I can put that character against another character who they love or who they hate. And if I put those personalities against each other, regardless of what happens in the fight, someone is going to be cheered and someone's going to be booed. And now the people that paid a ticket had a good time because they didn't sit on their hands. But we've been lucky enough to just kind of do our thing. And it's evolved into us just literally being ourselves. And it's three dudes just hanging out on TV.
Yeah.
Being ridiculous. And so I think people very much understand that. And it comes across on camera. And that's been the crux of why it's been successful.
That's awesome.
People like dudes on camera just being themselves. Now, here's what we got.
Uh-oh.
A DM from a girl.
Yeah.
It is the first DM from a girl, which is the way you thought this was going to go. You're like, oh, we'll get you some photos. And it's just been really high praise from friends. Lindsay DMs us and says, you should be shirtless a lot more often.
Ooh.
Then sends me this anime gift of Hubba Hubba.
Ooh, Sailor Moon. It's a play the gift, though.
Well, there's bad internet here. So, okay. I mean, like, you can imagine
the hearts are bopping out of her eyes and stuff.
And you send a smiley face.
I sent a smiley face back. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
You should send a picture of you shirtless right now on set.
That's a good ass call. I'll take the
break. Yeah.
Jesus God. I fucking hate you guys.
Yes.
There we go.
Send it. Send it away.
That was so good.
It's been sent.
I do really enjoy the idea that every time you're on, I open my DMs. This is just what we do. Next time we'll open Instagram DMs. We'll
Oh, yes. This is perfect.
This is fun. I don't want this to end.
Don't end it then.
I know, we don't need to.
No, we can keep chilling out.
I want to talk to you about wrestling.
Okay.
Because I've never really had a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, we never talk about wrestling. We always talk about wrestling. Games. And I'm fine talking about wrestling with you guys, sure.
My question is,
okay,
how much of it is it choreographed like on a per match basis? Because it always blows my mind that it always seems that everybody knows exactly what to do for an hour long match.
Okay.
You know?
So think about it like this. If I can speak Spanish and you
see.
Yeah, señor. And you're like entry level Spanish, but I'm fluent. So when I talk to you, I have to speak slowly, right? But if we're both fluent in Spanish, we can have a conversation so fast, and someone who doesn't speak that language has no clue what we're talking about. Wrestling's the same way. So if I know what I'm doing and you know what you're doing, we're both professionals, and that's why we work at the best wrestling company on the planet. We can have a very fast conversation that seems very complex, but it's not to us because we've been speaking this language for years. So when you do go out there, you use the crowd and you use your opponent to figure out what kind of physicality you want to explain the story of the match. And a lot of it, the majority of it is based on the live audience, because you hear feedback instantly. If you do something they don't like, you know instantly. And same thing for if they do like it. So you literally go out seeing what they want, and then you give it to them. So it's not all about like pre-planning and figuring things out. Like, I know how to fall down so that I don't kill myself. And that's what you learn in wrestling school. That's what you learn. You learn to make sure that you're keeping yourself safe and that you're keeping your opponent safe, because we've got to do this again tomorrow and the next day. Like, we're on the road 300 plus days a year, you know? Mm-hmm. So we can't be getting injured all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, injuries still occur because it's not ballet, but we're safe as possible. Again, don't try this at home, kids, because we are trained professionals. We've been doing this for years. So that's why we can do it. If you go to school for it, training when you're adult, okay, perfect. But right now, no.
Can you teach Dan Reichert that lesson?
I told him.
You didn't come to PAX East like you said you were going to originally. Because, and then he fucking broke my ribs in real life and you weren't there to save me.
I tried to tell him not to do these things.
Yeah.
Because he's not trained.
Yeah.
He has no clue what he's doing.
He doesn't listen. He's an idiot.
But then you let him do that.
Also, you're all very out of shape. I'm just
We're all very out of shape, Nick? That's what you're tossing in there?
I mean, I include myself in this.
Sure.
But you haven't worked out once. Ever.
You haven't worked out once.
Never?
I mean, once or twice, sure. You know what I mean?
We should do something where we go to the gym together. Oh my
God. I would love that.
Yes. Okay.
And I mean, hate it. Take that camera to the gym.
You have tremendous strength.
I do have tremendous strength.
You can get big.
I could, but it's a lot of work.
Oh my God.
Can we get him big?
Here is a mini series of getting Greg Miller jacked.
If you want to come get Greg Miller yoked, yes. Austin Creed, I'm down for that. But that you have to do it. You have to be there.
I know.
Because you're the kind of, you'd be the right kind of trainer. It's because, I'll tell you, it's just like gym class in high school or grade school or just gym class. When you're out there in gym class and like the fucking PE part-time teacher starts yelling at you,
yeah.
I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk slower because you're a jerk, Mr. DeLeo. I said it.
Have you seen how Jack Harley is right now?
Yeah.
That could be you.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
and you then know, you and him can
Harley
fight.
Makes a lot more money off his YouTube videos, so he doesn't have to work nearly as hard as we do.
Also, he's a lazy Canadian.
Oh, he's very lazy. Ouch. Canadian. Yeah, ouch. Canadians are kind of the worst.
So worst. I'm kidding.
I love Canadians. I gravitate towards them, actually.
That's because wrestling.
Well, true. I don't. I've always all my life I've gravitated towards Canadians and Jewish people. I love them. I don't know. It was like I went to a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah when I was little, and I was like, I literally came home and asked my dad if we could have a bar mitzvah, and he was like, no, that's not
how that works.
So, but I'm actually having one for my 30th birthday.
That is a
this
genius
year.
Come
idea.
On, that all, is awesome.
All of my Jewish friends gave me the okay, so we're legit.
Your dad
one.
Said follow your dreams, and you said yeah. Okay, bar mitzvah
I'm
time.
I'm really excited about it.
Can I come?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, good.
Don't you have to learn some stuff for that though?
We're not doing the read the Torah part.
Okay,
Shawnee, you got me.
I got you, man.
Lindsay responded, now that's what I'm talking about, and then sent another gif here, and it looks like it's the Bob Burgers lady. She's dancing.
Okay, you said ask her what she's doing.
No, I know you're taking this in a weird spot. Let's go see what other DM people
what
are saying.
What else we got going on?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This makes sense for the show. The first thing in 30 minutes doesn't make sense for the Gamescast. Xavier DMs me and says, I'd like to know why you didn't give Persona 5 one of your awards.
Ouch.
You know what, scratch that. You can't have a valid reason for that. You should be ashamed.
Damn, son.
P.S. If the other Xavier tweet about the DM was a joke, I apologize for disturbing you, but I stand by everything I just said. Now,
I apologize for disturbing you.
Xavier.
I'm going to talk about shit, but I'm sorry.
This is the Xavier who Skypes with us all the time.
Okay.
The big Persona fan.
Oh.
It didn't get an award because it wasn't really here. Persona 5 was here only in, hey, here's a QuickTime video of a bunch of gameplay.
Just like my Spider-Man didn't get an award.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because the whole thing about E3, if you say, hey, you'll get more information soon. I'm like, no, I'm supposed to get information at E3.
That's
Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Take fucking note. Come on.
Is that how you do it?
Winter. The note point.
Thank you. Can they hear you? You have headphones on. They can't hear a word you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just talk off camera and we listen.
When I made that horrible remark about Canadians being lazy, they didn't hear me.
They didn't hear what you said.
Now.
Canadians are being lazy?
What? What did you say?
Nick says Canadians are lazy.
Where's Kevin? What's Kevin doing?
He went to smoke with Matt Scarpino.
Oh,
Matt Scarpino shows up.
Sex.
He could have probably we could have the best podcast possible where Matt Scarpino talks to Austin Creed, but instead they want to go smoke. They're a bunch of monsters.
It's like those commercials. The cigarettes own you.
It's true. It is true.
That's a good point.
I don't trust Matt. A week after of doing E3.
Oh, you know, I don't trust any of us to be on camera right now.
That's true.
I think we've shown time and time again we should be in bed.
I cannot speak. I am stumbling every single word I say. Stumbling.
Yeah.
Come on.
It happens.
It's ridiculous.
Then you look over here, Austin Creed, fit as a fiddle.
Yeah. Doing his damn thing. Oh. Look at them ice cream scoops.
That's not human. Those are implants.
That's what a nerd looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what a cosplaying dork looks like with his PC games.
Yeah. To get these? Yeah. You can't. You're not getting these. You're not getting these. This is what I like to call Mount Creed. The air's real thin up there, but if you go down there, there's a Sherpa living in the crease. He'll take you on the journey, but it's going to take 80 days. You got that kind of time? You got that kind of time? Look at that. Yeah. Jesus, God. Yeah.
So speaking of video games.
Talk about games. Yeah.
Are you excited about Final Fantasy 15?
I'm very excited about Final Fantasy 15. I love Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 7 might be the greatest game of all time. Next to River City Ransom and Mario Kart Double Dash on the GameCube.
Fuck yes.
Baby Park.
Yes. Fuck you, Fran. Fuck you. Fran.
Fran
is the famous 7-9 at IGN. He gave 7-9 to Mario Kart Double Dash.
Are you drunk? 7-9? Mario Kart Double Dash is the greatest game of all time. The only game I've ever played with 100% replay value. You can do this constantly by yourself, with your friends, if you don't want them to be your friends anymore, because someone has to win. And when someone wins, three people lose, and they lose bad. Especially if you're on Baby Park and you up the
Baby
laps.
Baby Park's awesome.
Up the laps to 9, put the weapons on what? What is it? Frantic? I believe Frantic. So then it's a mess. It's a mess. There's no other game.
Embrace the insanity,
you
Fran.
Can do that like that. Fran? 7-9. Get out of here.
We're calling Fran a man or a woman?
Fran's a man.
Is his name Francis or his name is actually Fran?
Francis, yeah.
Francis Michael Mirabella, the third.
Wow.
He does.
Yeah, he's a thing.
He does sound like a professional wrestler as well. He's like, when his parents named him, even though they didn't know yet, like, you're going to take up Triple H's moniker. You are the future. Here we go. We're getting Fran on the phone. Fran's at an IGN team dinner right now.
Explain yourself, Fran.
I doubt he'll answer, but if not, you just get to cut a promo. Cut a promo on him.
Never. Because what he does is he doesn't answer, then later he'll text me. Oh, hey, what'd you want? I hear his voice.
Yeah, that's his voice. That's a good Fran voice.
Hey, this is Fran. Leave me a message or drop me a text.
It is his voice.
I'll bring it over here to him.
Oh, you wanted a message?
Yeah.
Oh.
You fucking suck.
Oh, man, I didn't want the worst, Tim. I didn't want the numbers coming out.
You're the worst.
Is numbers out there?
Who does that?
I don't know.
Hey, this is Fran. I can't answer my phone. My number is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. This isn't 1993.
We're all very tired. It's all been a long, long E3.
I got scared.
I understand.
I also keep forgetting we're not live because this feels like a live show. Yeah. This feels like us on Twitch.
It does feel like our normal off the rails live show. Yeah, but this is a good end cap to what E3 has been for us.
Very fucking good. Awesome and fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With our friends.
Such a good time. Yeah. That's great.
Such a good time.
How was the hot chocolate?
The hot chocolate's delicious. Would you guys like some?
Good.
No, I'm good.
No? Okay. Whatever. More for me.
Yeah. Check in on the DMs. One final time.
Slide into these DMs one last time?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I feel like this was a great idea.
It was a good idea. It didn't go the way you thought,
though. Brushing my teeth, LOL. /chat in 15, maybe? No,
to
Fran.
Brush your teeth, Fran?
No.
What? Whatever. That's the weirdest text.
Sam Atherton gives me a DM and says, kinda. Funny. Thanks for everything you and everyone else at Kinda Funny does. I'm loving all the E3 coverage and can't wait to see you again at Kinda Funny Live 3.
See, this is great.
Yeah, no, it's...
Your
it's,
fan base
it's,
is fantastic.
It is definitely life-affirming here.
I love a fan base. See, and I think that since this is becoming a thing, I think once people see it that are missing out right now, if we tell them, hey, like, Wednesday, I'll be at Kinda
Funny. Okay.
Yeah. So that means Greg's DMs are going to be open at 3 o'clock from 3 to 4.
Sure.
We get him some time barriers, and then you might get what you want.
I like this.
Oh, here's an interesting one. Here's an interesting one. This is an interesting one. Again, it's on topic. John Gaudio says, Greg, I hope you had a wonderful E3, but I have to ask, what did your E3 diet consist of? How's the LA food during E3? Because you go to these conventions, usually there's no time to eat. That's the problem you fall into. So what it usually was fast all day long and then feast at the end. Yes. I wake up every morning. I go outside to the corner store. I get a Frappuccino from the Starbucks because they don't have real stuff there. I get the bottle of Frappuccino. I get a bottle of water. I get two blueberry crisp Clif Bars. I eat one for breakfast. Yeah. Did not.
Like, literally around the corner from the Starbucks.
Would have gone there every day. Would have gone to the Starbucks one block up if that was information given to me. No, sorry. No. I went to the corner store and had broke-ass breakfast every day. Get the blueberry crisp and then keep the other blueberry crisp in your back pocket. Oh. And then when I get hungry throughout the day, I eat it.
Same
and then
for a rainy day, yeah.
The last two nights have ended with us going to the Plan Check.
The Plan Check. Shout out to the Plan Check because not only is that food amazing, their burger, highly recommended. The top one on the menu. They all have weird ass.
The Plan Check burger. Just the plain burger.
But also, the people that work there. One of our fans works there. Yeah. Had a really nice time with him. His roommate is a really big fan of us, so we called him. That was fun.
Yeah.
Talked to him for a bit. He was excited about Crash Bandicoot.
How you guys thought I was going to go. You ended up having a very in-depth
Can they hear you?
Crash Bandicoot and how hard it was to get all the gems in Crash 2.
That was interesting.
That was the thing. That was fun. And then
our waitress couldn't tell if she had just served her ex-boyfriend or not, which I thought was interesting.
What?
She just wasn't sure. She looked at the receipt and saw the name, and it was his name. But she wasn't sure if she had served him.
And it's like,
they must not have dated long.
A year.
It was serious. It was serious.
They dated for a year, but they've been broken up for a year.
Did she block him out of her memory?
Off the social media.
She was trying to say that she might have not had the best angle on him. Like, she, you know, because like the tables are all tight there. So maybe
Like if you're dating for somebody for a year, you get a few angles on him.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, you mean like sexy angle?
Yeah.
But then we did a live love and sex stuff with her, and like we kind of broke it down for her and like gave her some. You know, therapy.
Be open with your partner.
And it worked out well. We hung out with him for a while.
Be honest.
Yeah, communication. Yeah,
communicate. Talk to each other.
Use a condom.
Whoa.
Don't shit where you eat.
Whoa.
Those are the rules.
Well, I'm definitely not going to shit
there. Those are the rules.
I'm definitely not going to shit at the Plan Check.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the first ever E3 2016 wrap-up extravaganza with one Austin Creed.
Yeah.
One Game Over Greggy.
Yeah.
One. Tim Geddes and a whole bunch of special guests.
Up, down, down. YouTube, subscribe.
Do all that stuff for sure. Hit him up on Twitter at
Xavier Woods, PhD.
That's
my Twitter.
There you go.
And that's my Instagram too. My DMs on Twitter are open. Ladies, what up?
What about Instagram?
Instagram, they're not. Well, I mean, like, they are, but I can decline them so then you don't know if I saw them or not.
Well, that's the best.
Yes.
You're doing that right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for everything you've given us this entire week. We gave you everything we had.
We gave it
to
you.
So I hope that you enjoyed all of it. X, go and give it to you.
Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. But no matter the circumstances, make sure that you always and forever keep it tight.
At Gavin Leith DMs and says, no question, just want to say thanks for all the great work you and the rest of the Kind of Funny guys do. You've all given me countless hours of entertainment. You're all too nice.
Is there any negative things in there?
There was that one guy. Yeah, there was that one guy who said I was whatever. This is just a reminder from Big Muffin Love. Hey, babe, remember when you went down on Xavier's trombone yesterday? # attitude era.
That's fucking fantastic.
It's not negative.
Well, that's a perfect way to
Until next time, I love you.